Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And consider rhyme and you kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you suck at the beat. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things in the cage and the creek. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Like this, baby. So I can take it like this, baby. Even Superman couldn't turn your love down. I slipped up, slipped in. Hey man, what the hell you doing? Raw dog is a never. I know better. Heard a whisper, don't worry, I'm safe. Didn't matter, cause it's already too late. I was lost in the sauce, dead wrong, and I ain't stopping now. Falling in the bush again, didn't think about what I was putting in it. Go on and get it.
Now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo, Season 2. I am your host, Tone. Waiting on my host, my co-host, GG, to get on. I want to thank everybody for their patience and that's tuned in right now. For the new listeners, Necessary Convo is definitely something new. The name of the show was Freaky Friday. Myself and Gigi thought that it would be a good idea to change the show so we could talk about more things. Last week we got into it. I think it was a great show, so it was a good start. For those of you that's tuning in for the first time, if you want to chime in, all you got to do is press 1. We'll get you on. If you want to ask a question or answer anything that myself or Gigi got, just press 1. We'll get you on. 516-387-1268 is the number. If you want to, get a friend on or tell a friend about the show, or they can check in online, they can go to GEI Radio and just click the link. We're going to get into one more song, and then we're going to jump into the topic. So just be a little patient with us, GEI Radio.
Girl, as I'm kissing your thigh, seems like I waited a million hours just to get in your life. We can hit the showers, you gon' get it tonight. Just relax. Right now you're so ready, girl. Licking on your belly, girl. I'm gon' keep it groovy. Let's go make a movie. Slide it to my bed, got you wet as a jacuzzi. The neighbors hear you scream. So that you let me blow your mind, like you've been blowing mine. It seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are. Japan, we gon' do some things that didn't fit in the plans. I love it when you kiss me, girl, so do it again, do it again, yeah. I'm rubbing on your booty, so comfy and soothing. Girl, you're really popping, so let's make this shit a movie, yeah, yeah. So unbelievable, so glad you let me blow your mind, like you've been blowing mine. It seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. You are feedback. Girl, you ain't got no worries when you're dealing with me. Just lay back, way back. Cause anyway you like it, girl, I do it with you. All your favorite fantasies, I'm feeling my feeling. Whenever you found, you can call me out. Lay back, back, way back, back,
Welcome back, GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. Again, this is Season 2, Episode 6. GG, what's going on?
Everything's good, brother. How you feeling?
Chilling, chilling, chilling.
Okay. Good? All right. Well, yeah, man. I'm good. I'm excited about tonight. I've actually been waiting to have this conversation because... you know, there's a lot going on, the climate of dating. Everybody has questions. Some people want the real answers, and some people think they know the answers, man. So, you know, tonight we'll be able to get into that. So I just want to welcome everybody, man. Now, Necessary Conversations, I need you guys to hear me very clearly. Now, our show, formerly known as Freaky Friday, because it is Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we had the Freaky Friday because that content was, you know, I think it was, you know, what people needed, kind of relax, release, relate type situation. And at the same time, when we were hearing the different stories, had different guests sharing different experiences and scenarios, one thing that we have to admit was there was always a question about the actual relationship. You know what I mean? The question of, yeah, is it a real relationship? Is it a COVID ship? Is it a pandemic ship? Is it a situation ship? And so before we could talk about love, romance, and things like that, man, we have to get into this dating process. We also have to get in to see what people's mindset is when it comes to men and women, and woman and man, you know, getting together, man, trying to figure this thing out. So I want to welcome everybody again. Yeah, I want to welcome everybody again, man. GG After Dark, GI Tone. Tone, we're gonna jump right into this thing, man. I'm ready. I got some people already on deck, already been hitting me up like, yo, GG, I got something I need to share. I got something I need to say. And, you know, this is the perfect platform where you can be 100% who you are. We don't care what your Facebook status is. We don't care about your social media. I don't give a damn if you're a celebrity or not. If you have a voice and you can actually give some perspective for us and our callers and our followers, then let's do this, man. That's what we all here for.
GG, we got a caller already. We didn't even say the topic. They ready tonight.
Yeah, they ready. Let's go ahead and prep everybody so they'll know what direction we're going tonight. I do want to let everybody know a couple of things, and I'll let you do the housekeeping stuff, Tom. But tonight we're going to try to get through two different topics. Each subject you know, multiple bullet points, multiple statements and subtopics. So we try our best to get through a handful of our questions, but it never works. So I'm pretty sure tonight won't be any different. But my point is, what I will be doing a better job of, I will be policing the calls when you guys call in live, because this is a live show. I will be policing the calls, and so make sure that you have your points that you want to get about, and, you know, we're going to keep everything moving so we can get as many callers as possible, so that we can get different perspectives. And just remember that your opinion, your perspective is your opinion, your perspective. We're not here to debate. We're not here to go back and forth with you. If we ask you some questions about why you feel that way, then just, hey, we just want to know why you feel that way, because there may be other people that feel the same. And it helps things move along with the continuity. So all that being said, yeah, we got a couple of topics. I'll let Tone get into that. But, Tone, go ahead and give them the housekeeping. Let them know how they can share this thing, man, and if they online, offline, however they want to do it, and let's go.
You late, GG. We already discussed that.
Okay, my bad. My bad. So let's jump right into the topics, man. Let's do it.
Definitely. So like you said, last week we started with the dating. We got a little bit into how people feel about it, what it means and stuff like that. I wanted to do like a part two to that, but like the do's and don'ts. You know, like the first date, we didn't get into the first date stuff, like who pays, what's something that, you know, shouldn't be said on a date. Is someone arriving late to a date, is that a red flag? So we're going to get into a couple of those questions, Gigi. I'll ask you, and then we'll let the callers call, you know, chime in. Again, press one if you got a question or you got something for me and Gigi, and we'll get you on. So, Gigi, let me ask you this. I'm going to start with this one. First date, who pays?
Say that one more time. This is a first date.
I say on a first date, who pays? Who picks up the tab?
Who pays? Man, listen, man. That is a constant struggle for a lot of people, right? That's a constant struggle for a lot of people. But let me just be straight up, man. And for me, I have. Let me just be very clear. I have allowed a woman to pay on the first date. Like, let me just go ahead and put that out there, because a lot of people may think that that's not chivalrous, that's not a gentleman thing to do. Listen to what I'm telling you. I've allowed her to pay for the first date. And it was, you know, she invited me, she insisted, and that's what she wanted to do. And I allowed her to do that. Now, typically, you know, I would really have to, you know, check out the entire scenario, because now I don't just go out to go out. And I'm saying that, you know, because if I allowed somebody to, you know, take me out, or if somebody allows me to take them out, then the intentions are to get to know each other, you know, have a good evening, have a good time. And let that be that. And it may only be just that experience. It may not be anything else after that. It may not even be romantic. It may not be no sparks flying or anything like that. So I wouldn't say that there was anything particular or special about the individual or not to allow her to pay for it. But, you know, some women, just like men, some women will, you know, try to impress you, will, you know, they want you to see, you know, what they're about, what they're willing to do. And, you know, I allowed that to happen. And I thought it was kind of cool to see a woman follow through taking a guy out on a date, or, you know, paying for dinner or paying for whatever. Man, I think that is it's impressive, man. It's impressive.
Dope.
And it shows me that she's willing to, you know, put herself out there to just let you no, hey, there's no obligations. You know what I mean? Let's just have a good time. I invited you out. Hey, I asked what you like. Do you like, you know, I'm going to say hibachi 9 times out of 10. But, you know, or she can plan it herself. Wait, what is your favorite restaurant? Take me to what you like to do, or take me to where you like to eat, and just do it that way, man. There's no obligation, you know, with that. So I didn't feel any particular way about her taking me out. So that's kind of where I'm at. But overall, you know, I guess some would say the gentleman thing to do, or the chivalrous thing to do, is the guy to pay for it. But, you know, nowadays, and for me, you know, realistically, obviously, if I ask a woman out, I'm going to take care of everything, you know. And I'm not talking about, you know, you ain't got to put, you know, the tip in there. You don't have to pay for the tip or anything like that, man. Listen, just enjoy yourself. If I want to show you a good time, I'm going to show you a good time in its entirety. If you're going to show me a good time, you show me a good time in its entirety. And, you know, not make a big deal about it. There may be times where, if we continue to go out or hang out, there may be times where you want to take me out. I mean, there's going to obviously be times I want to take you out. So, you know, it's cool. I think it's cool for women that have a genuine interest to get to know someone and not to make a big deal about it, about going out. If a person gives you the intention, hey, I want to get to know you and see where this thing could go and blah, 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 then, I mean, you know, you're already creating a certain narrative, man. But I like to keep things fun. I like to keep things very casual because, hey, I don't know you and it may not happen again. That's kind of where I'm at with that, John.
Fact. I agree. I think it's definitely cool if when a woman, you know, decides to do that. I think that's a cool thing because it's not saying that women can't do it. It's just rare. Like, it's not often that you.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the first time a chick brought me a drink. I was like, wow, she like really brought it, and like walked off like just got me a drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you drinking?
Yeah.
I'm like,
right.
Hey, Coke, got the drink. And got her drink and walked off. I was like, wow, that's dope. You know what I mean? Because it just,
that is.
Those things never really happen. So I think most 9 times out of 10, the guy should pay for dinner if you can afford it. You know, if you asking her out, I hope you would be able to afford it if you asking somebody out. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
let us hope so, man.
I'm pretty sure women got all type of stories about that. But let's get this caller on. 6992. GEI Radio, you on?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing? How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing really good. And yourself?
Good.
Great.
Hey,
okay.
we appreciate you calling. Anything particular you want to get into? Well, since we have you, let me go ahead and ask you, how do you feel about when men and women go out, or if somebody asks, is there a set, is it already understood that a man should pay?
Well, in my thought process, and this is just where a man, you know, we talk about across the ages and things like that, but it's whomever acts first. If I decide to ask someone out, then my expectation is I'm going to cover that evening. Period.
Yeah.
I am a sister that is very secure in who I am. I've been known to see somebody across the room and have a drink sent to them, or have another drink that I see that they're enjoying and have it sent to them and leave, you know, just because I appreciate the beauty that he has brought in that area that he was in. Now, normally, and this is my honest truth, that normally if I ask a man to go out to dinner with me, or if we say, oh, let's go hang out, I don't have that type of interest with him. I just don't feel like going out alone. I want to have a great time, and I would like to have a little bit of that male testosterone on my side, because just as quickly as I'll ask one of my girlfriends to go and say, hey, I got you. So it isn't anything across the line. Now, if a man asks me out, my expectation is that he's covering the date. But my daddy always taught me is that you don't order outside of your pocket, meaning that if we go to dinner, at least if I order something, that I have the affordability to pay for it. You know, I'm not going to have $30 in my pocket and order a $125 steak. You know, I'm going to order what I can afford just in case there was a miscommunication.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I thought we was going to split this. So whatever the case may be, he'd be like, no problem. Split. May I have my bill? You have a nice evening. And that will be the last time that I will see that person.
Now, this is a really interesting tone. Tone, I honestly, and I have to ask you this. Have you actually been on a date where a guy says that he wants to split the bill? And if he does, is it for a specific reason? Is there a reason why he's like, well, because of, we gonna split this?
No, I don't think that I've ever actually been on a date where he says we're going to split it. I believe that the conversation has tried to ease in there, but I have been out where I lost my wallet or I left my wallet type game was being pulled. And, you know, that happens a lot, specifically if you date online and you don't know whom you're dating. But in that case, I stop it, you know, or I'm going to the car to get my wallet. It's like, okay, well, hold on for a moment. I'll call the waitress over and say, you know what, he has to go to the car to get his wallet, but I'm going to go ahead and pay for my meal. So there is no problem. Because if he decides, and there's a lot of jerks out here, men, female, across the board. So when I say this, I'm saying that I'm not only pointing a finger towards men. I know that women have been known to stay on dating sites just to get meals throughout the week. So it's done on both sides.
Facts.
But to protect myself, when you make that, oh, I left my wallet in the car, and I know that maybe where we parked is 2, 3, 4 blocks away, then it's like, okay, no worries. And so I cover myself. I'll call the waitress over and say, you know, the gentleman left his wallet in the car, but I'd like to go ahead and cover my bill now. So I won't be responsible for a full meal. And that's happened.
Wow.
Wow. You know, you see that stuff. You see it on movies, but I mean, I've never been in a situation where somebody did that. So it's kind of weird hearing that. Like, oh, I left my wallet. I gotta go. Gigi, you ever been in a situation like that?
Yeah. Well, you know, funny enough, I have literally left my wallet before. You know what I mean? And so I even felt like, okay, she thinks that I'm scamming her, right? So this is really weird. And now, obviously, it wasn't any time recent, because if it happened recently, you know, she can say, well, you know, cash at me, and I'll put it on my card. So obviously, it wasn't any time recent with technology that we have now, where obviously you have, a digital wallet and things like that. But I do remember some time ago, being out on a date, man, and, you know, just literally forgot my wallet. Now, it may have been in my vehicle or it may have been at home, but regardless, just that feeling like, man, I don't even know if she's going to let me recover. She might think I'm testing her or just doing something crazy. So I can't say that has happened anytime recently, and I just hear about stories, so that's why I asked the caller, and I'm glad that she was honest about it. Obviously, this is not gender specific, but it does happen, and I'm glad you said that. Yeah, I'm glad you said that, and also, I would say a big factor of what you said that your dad had said to you. I believe that a lot of fathers say that to their daughters or to their kids. I believe that that's preached a lot. However, I would say in the dating climate, and depending on the maturity level, depending on, you know, where a person's at, I still feel like there's a lot of women that are like, hey, if you can't afford this, then we shouldn't have went out here. I will pay for my own meal, and this is it, which I think that it should be like that, because going out on dates really shouldn't be this trivial, this complex. And I don't know where, well, I'm not going to say I don't know where, but we're at a place to where some people want to be impressed, and then some people want to impress. and that's taken away from the whole experience of getting to know a person, because you can have the time of your life, right? Beautiful restaurant, great ambiance and things like that. And then that individual that took care of this experience is not something that he can maintain. So you done had a good time with Tony. You and Tony it had a great time, and you like, whoa, I can do this every night, or I could do this a couple of times a week. But in Tony's mind, he's like, look, tonight you caught me. I was good. But we can't do this again like this. You know, we had steaks tonight and wine and all that stuff. But we're going to have to do the 2 for $20 if we're going out again late on in the week. Or we may have to even do the value meal.
Somebody told me a long time ago, don't start something you can't finish. So if you can't continue to spoil this lady or take her to these expensive restaurants, just don't start it. You know,
that is the key right there.
You can't get mad at them
before you take them out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Get to know them before you take them out. Find out who they are, because they might not be impressed on the dollars that you're spending, right? They might be impressed on the creativity that you're bringing to the table. You know, they had something on Facebook one time talking about how would you feel about this. And someone had taken the time and laid out a beautiful picnic. They had beautiful chairs, or I don't remember what the scenery said, but it was just beautiful. And I said, that would not bother me at all, because that was effort that was placed into it, that was thought, that was imagination. He obviously listened to me when we were having our conversations, when I might have shared, I love being by the water, or the water is soothing to me, or sunset, it just takes me over the edge, or whatever. He heard something that I said, and he implemented it. He put it into action.
Right.
And he made it so that it was a memorable evening. And the only thing that I want to do now is look forward to the next event. As a matter of fact, it sets my wheels in motion and say, ooh, now if he can do this, I wonder what I can do to match it. You know, and then it becomes fun, a tag team type thing.
That's a whole vibe right there. I like this caller. So listen, what we want to do is we want to keep you. Tone, what is the best way we can keep her on the line for another question and still get some other callers in?
I'll take her off right now, and then I'll plug her back in after we get some more callers in. Okay.
Okay, caller, can we get you to hang out the entire call? Because I think we'll need your perspective on one more topic that we'll get into. So can we get you to hang out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, good. Hey, yeah, we appreciate it.
All right. Definitely. I'll get her back on. Let's get this other caller in. 0745. GI Radio, you on?
Welcome to
the
show. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm April, and my perspective on that topic is that, you know, I always ensure that if I'm going out with someone and I don't know their financial status, that I'm able to cover whatever bill that we have. Not that I would do it all the time, but just that I'm able to cover whatever situation goes on, especially if I'm the one that's doing the asking. If I ask you out, you know, I'm already prepared to take care of what's going on, because I've already set the tone. I've already set, you know, the plans as to what we're going to do. So I'm already prepared to, you know, take care of that. Now, in the event that the man, you know, oh, I need to go and get my wallet. Yeah, you know, I'm going to go ahead on and cover that, because I'm there and I don't want to be embarrassed after the fact. But, you know, in the event that he doesn't return or he comes back with excuses, I'm going to cover it, but that I'm done. I can't deal with a person who, you know, lies to me and say, okay, I'm going to go get my wallet, or I left my wallet, or whatever. You know,
now,
so
has that actually ever happened to you? Has that happened before?
That's never happened to me. I can honestly
say that.
That has never happened to me. Now, however,
okay.
I have had an incident with or a situation with men who try to make it my responsibility to pay the bills.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like,
okay.
What? Okay, we out. I'm good. I got it, you know. But guess what? After this, we done. Because
right.
What I'm not is go out with you and then you can't even handle it. Or, you know, your poor planning is not my problem.
Yeah.
So you're not going to plan the situation with me and then you can't handle it because you know who I am. You know what I bring to the table. If you can't bring it to the table, then we need to have a conversation and work this out. Work situation out. But don't lie to me and don't bring it to me like you got it and then you don't have it because, you know, I make my own. I carry my own weight. You know,
yeah.
And I can teach how to manage your own weight. You know, do extravagant things when you can, but don't make it seem like you can do these extravagant things when you actually cannot.
I think it's a situation where sometimes the guy be trying to impress the woman so much that it kind of backfire on him. I think if you just be honest, do what you can afford. I think the date would be a better first date. I think it would come out better if you just be honest. But if you're trying to, because I feel like this, if I ask you out on a date and we go to an expensive restaurant, I gotta be ready to cover whatever you buy, whatever you eat, because I can't pick your food for you. So if the bill is $1,000, if it's $1,500, $2,000, I gotta be ready to cover that. So
exactly.
Whoa.
You got to be careful.
Now, where y'all going with that kind of ticket, though?
I'm just
saying. That sounds like sounds like a plane ticket is involved, a chauffeur. That's more than food, man. You're staying the weekend.
That's not necessarily true, though, because if I'm going to invite you out to that type of meal, guess what? I'm going to make it. I'm going to prepare it, and I'm going to serve it to you on a silver platter. Hey, this is what I want from you, dude. This is not what I want from you. This is what I want to give you, dude. This is how I want to serve you. I want to be subservient to you. I'm submissive to you.
Okay.
Because
I can dig that.
But I'm not going to take you out to a restaurant that I can't afford. You heard me?
Okay. Yeah.
There is a difference because you can serve a $1,500 meal that only costs you $200, believe it or not. So, you know, we as people have to understand that. You know, you don't have to take me out to Chris.
Okay. I can definitely dig that. You know, you definitely want to make sure that you can handle what you're getting yourself into. So I respect that. I respect
exactly.
that. And it's good to hear that the woman, the counterpart, is willing to do the same. And I think, April, that's really what gets me is when the expectations are set high for a man to do certain things that counterpart is not willing to do. And so that's where I have the issue. That's where I have the issue. I think that there's a lot of women out there that are like, look, hey, I want to see what you got. Plan the date. Pay attention to our conversation. So you should know what I like, or you should have heard one of my favorite restaurants. And then, you know, show me what you got, and that'll let me know if I decide to move forward or not. Meanwhile, she's not even heeding to the same direction or information that she's telling him. And so now you have a situation where the guy goes out, he tries to go all out. And I know Tone says that some guys try to impress, but there's also some guys just try to meet a certain expectation of what was given to them. Now, obviously, that's his fault, but at the same time, there's still a bar that is or a standard that is made, which is not really an organic, natural, or authentic one, because if this is a if this is a partnership, or if we're getting to know each other, then I think that we should have a happy medium and understand what we both like. And then, like the first caller said, hey, you know what? You take care of me. And then, hey, I take care of you, you know, type situation, to where it's not always lopsided. And I think that's where a lot of guys get frustrated, because they don't feel that there's reciprocity when it comes to that dating process. So.
Right, but we have to understand our pockets. Our pockets can't always withstand these standards that people expect. And, you know, if a woman or a man is outside your pocket, you need to let them go, because they're not worth it. I mean, I can cook you a lobster dinner. You know, I should not always expect a man to take me out to a lobster dinner when I got a stove in the kitchen.
Okay, okay. You
know? And then a man shouldn't always expect, you know, a extravagant dinner if he's not bringing a dinner there. You know, it's a give and take in this situation. What you bring to the table, bring it.
Yeah.
If you want it, bring it. I'll cook it. And then
that's good.
If I can't cook it, you should know ahead of time. I can't cook it, so we're going to have to do what we do.
That's good. April, I like what you're saying. I want you to also stick around. Let's go ahead and jump into some other callers. April, hey, we appreciate your support. And hang tight, because this is about to get really real.
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right. 7414 GI Radio, you on?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I wanted to discuss the topic. I just recently went on a date with a gentleman. He asked, and when we got there, well, we were on our way to the place. He was like, hey, I forgot my wallet, which is fine, because he operates out of two vehicles, one for his work and his personal. So he ended up having to go and get his wallet out of his work vehicle. We went. We had a great time. It was just, you know, a restaurant, a little bar club that we went to. And it was just nice conversation, chilling out. I didn't have any expectation. I just wanted it to all happen organically, just to see where his head was, and so he could see where mine was. 2 weeks passed because we both had busy schedules within the two-week time frame, and I came back and followed up with him and said, hey, this time I want to take you out. Let's go play pool or throw axes or something. Because I like to actually do physical activity on dates. Like, I'm okay with going to the gym, you know, so, like, mixing it up. And so we did. We went to play pool. And I said, you know, hey, because he was thinking that when we got there, he was pulling his part. I was like, no, I got this. This is on me this time. So I was like, you know, get what you want. I got you. Let's just have a good time, you know, let's just relax. It's been a long, you know, a long week for actually both of us. And so we had a great time and just continue to keep the conversation going. And we've already planned our next date. So I think it's always important. Don't go into the situation with high expectations, especially if you just kind of know them. I mean, just let it happen organically. I'll go out on to an expensive date. I'm cool with that. But I think sometimes it puts too much unnecessary pressure within the situation.
Yeah.
And that you just need to allow people to just meet them where they are and then build from there, if it's someone that you are interested in. I don't want a fake person. You know, I want to see where you are. I'm always listening to see what you like to do, and I'm willing to experience what you like to do just so I can be in your element. And
yeah,
I think that helps out a lot on the dating scene.
Gigi, before we let her get off, I want to ask all the callers, the guys and the ladies. So these first dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like let's say you meet somebody at the grocery store, we exchange numbers. Is it a conversation? Like, is it, you know, talks on the phone before you go on a date, or is it like, let me take you out on that, you know, when y'all first meet and then you start talking on the date, or is already conversation?
That's a good question. We actually have talked for 4 months.
Okay.
Back and forth on the phone. He has a busy work schedule and I had one as well. So it was kind of difficult planning something. But we kept the conversation going. I think one time I was cooking and I said, hey, have you had lunch? Not that time. I just texted him and said, hey, have you eaten lunch? He said, no, I haven't ate lunch. I'm probably going to go and pick up something. He likes Chick-fil-A. I learned that just through our conversation. So I said, hey,
right.
I'll send you a mobile order through. Just tell me which Chick-fil-A you're going to. Lunch is on me.
Dope.
I did that. And then one day he actually did the same thing for me.
That's dope.
It's just getting to know someone. I like to listen, see what they like to do, and just build off of that.
Yeah, those conversations are definitely important because you can get a better understanding of what the other person likes. You know.
And he has a special needs daughter, so that also kind of hinders the time as well. So it's just being patient and it's just I know that situation and just allowing grace and patience. If it was flipped on my end, I would hope he would do the same, and which I think he would. So it's just in this time and age, you just have to give grace and patience.
Definitely.
Now, you guys are still dating, correct?
Yeah.
Still hanging out?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I definitely...
We've already planned our next date.
Okay, I like that. I like that. So keep up the good work. And thank you for jumping on here. That was some real stuff. I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, thank indeed.
You. Yeah. You're welcome.
Tone, I have to put this out here because it's real. Now, the young lady the young ladies that we've spoken to so far in the show, I would consider them very unique because there's a lot of women out here that, like I mentioned before, they want to be impressed. Right, they're going on certain dates and they're saying that guys aren't doing this, guys aren't doing that. So they're coming out the gate like, hey, what you got? What kind of date do you have planned? You know, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? And it's almost like if the date doesn't meet a certain standard, then, you know, they're not trying to make that happen. So what I mean by that is, obviously, we all have our favorite restaurants. We all have our favorite places to go, hang out, and kick it and things like that. However, you know, other people also have their own preferences. So if somebody's asking you out, you know, what is your intentions with that person? Is it to get to know them? Just like the young lady said, you know, talk, get to know them, you know, see what they have going on, see where their head's at, things like that? Or is it to see what they can do? You know, is it to see how impressive they can be from your last dates? Because you done told them that, you know, you done went out, some dude, he talking about child support, and he talking about he don't get paid till next week, so this is why we at this date. Or, you know, another guy that you know is just going over the top just to show you he's going over the top. So now you're like, okay, well, he got me surfing turf, but this nigga talking about fucking later on in the evening as well with the nightcap. So, you know, we know, ladies, we know you got different dudes that you're dealing with. But at the same time, what is your intention, though? Like, are you bored? Did you go out because you was bored? You know, did you go out because the last date that you had was whack, and now this dude is talking a little bit better, and he look a little bit better, and it seems like he's doing a little bit better to see what he can do? You know, so it goes both ways when we start talking about, you know, what your intentions are when going out.
I think, I mean, if I was dating, I think the woman that would be like, yo, it's like whatever, like the other lady said, like we can shoot pool, we can bowl, we can go wherever. I think that would be the coolest date, because I feel like she just want, you know, she just want to kick it. You know what I mean? Like, she more concerned with just hanging out with me instead of like, oh, we got to go to the biggest restaurant. We got to go here. If we don't go here, then I'm not,
right.
You know, it's not popping or whatever. So I think, again, that comes with the conversation. You could kind of, when you're talking to somebody, you could kind of get an idea of what type of person you're talking to. You know what I mean? So, and if you move forward, that's on you. If that's what she's giving off and you still move forward, then you can't be upset with the bill or
pretty much
whatever, you know, come out of it. But we got a bunch more callers to get on, and I want to make sure that
let's keep it rolling, man.
Yeah, keep it rolling. I want to make sure I get them on. 2748, GEI Radio, you on?
Hello, it's Candy.
It's how like Candy.
Listen, first of all, before I get to my comment, y'all was talking a lot of shit last week. And I just want to put it out there that Candy is my alter ego, you know, in real life. So Candy is for, like, Freaky Friday. Y'all didn't tell me that's a necessary conversation.
Okay. You got to send us a DM through the IG next time and keep us, you know, let us know so we know the codes, man. Hey, that just lets you know that we know the voice, Candy. You've been rocking with us now 2 seasons strong. You know the voice. What's up? How do you feel about tonight's subject so far?
I think it's a great subject. And I think that sometimes men set expectations for the woman, and like they think, oh, okay, money is gonna impress her. You're taking me to this $2,000-$3,000 restaurant. But it's just like, for somebody like me, I'm impressed with like time and effort. I don't give a fuck about a $300 bill when I'm wearing an $800 shoe. Like, I mean, what? It's like we put money and effort into those dates too. It's just in a different way. So I think that men need to take a little bit more time and understanding, and women, of course, just need to take a little bit more time and understanding what is really, what really piques their partner's interest. And, you know, that's just basic conversation. You know, I've had some amazing dates that were free, you know, so.
Yeah, right.
It's like you don't always have to spend $1 million. But I do expect for the first date, I do expect for the man to pay. I usually won't pay until
that's
like
a gentleman thing to do. I mean, you gotta set that tone. Yeah, a man has to set the tone for sure.
Because usually I feel like if I'm paying, it's usually because I don't like the date. Like if I know you're not gonna get a second date, I'm not gonna waste your coin. I'm gonna take care of my food and go about my day.
One and done situation.
Oh man,
one and done.
I wonder how many.
Thank you.
I wonder how many
gonna be on red tomorrow.
I wonder how many women feel like that. If the date not good, if the date is not good, she's going to pay for her own food. So fellas, listen to that.
Yeah.
I think that's a common outfit, thing.
You say what?
Yeah, I think it's a common thing for ladies to like pay for it. Just go Dutch if it's not working. If you know that there's not going to be anything other than when y'all get to the parking lot, a thank you.
Yeah.
Then I think that a lot of women. Yeah, exactly. So I think that that's kind of the common thing amongst women. So if she offers to go Dutch, y'all, she don't like you. I'm just
yeah,
man.
Yeah, definitely. She don't want no obligation. She don't want you thinking that you've done anything for her. Matter of fact, we just shared the same space for a short amount of time, and I'm out. I definitely get that.
I'm out. And I've had dudes, you know, leave their wallet at home or whatever, or in the car. But usually I'm just like, it's cool, I got it, you know, and just leave it alone. I'm not going to sit at the table and wait for you to go get your wallet.
So is there any recovery? And I'll say that to the upcoming callers. Is there any recovery for a man that forgets his wallet? Like, do you give any grace with that, or is it like, look, man, you know, driver's license, credit card, why would you even leave out the house? That's so irresponsible. Is that like a red flag?
No, not always, because sometimes people just really forget. So, like, if I'm really feeling him, I let that go.
Yeah.
But if it happens, like, the second time or the third time, then it's just like, I'm going to need you to memorize your card number. Stop playing.
Right now you scam. Now you just scam.
Yeah,
get
now you're playing. I don't have time.
I think if you forget your wallet and the woman pays, I think as soon as you get back to your wallet, I think you should make that right. Like, give the money back. Just to let her know that it really was a mistake. It shouldn't take until a second date.
With interest? With interest?
Yeah.
Just the amount.
Yeah,
no,
you need to DoorDash her a meal.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Yeah, something.
Okay.
DoorDash do flowers now. So, yeah.
Well, dang.
Something.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, Ken,
but,
we
you know,
appreciate
I think,
you jumping on here. Yeah. What's your final thought? Go ahead. Finish that.
No, I was just going to say my absolute pet peeve, though, is I hate for someone to take me out and want me to plan the date. If you're taking me out, if you ask me what I want, I might say I like seafood, but I expect you to plan the date. Don't be like, where you want to go and what you want. That just irks my nerves.
Now, Kenny asked, what's your favorite restaurant, though? Will you share that information?
No, because, I mean, I don't really want to go to my favorite spot on a date. You know, I want you to be able to take
experience.
Me to something new. Yeah, I want an experience.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, Candy, we always appreciate you jumping on here. Oh, wait a minute. You're not Candy.
Thank you.
Caller, we appreciate you calling. Yeah, we appreciate wink, wink. Hey, thanks for jumping in.
Definitely.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Now, Tom, before we, because I know the lines are blazing, I want to remind everybody, Necessary Convos, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, myself, Gigi, a.k.a. Gigi After Dark, and the boss man, G.I. Tone. Listen, tonight we're talking about do's and don'ts. At least we're trying to get through some of the questions. But right now, we're really talking. Tone just put out a question. Tone, are you referring to first dates? Because I think when we talk about first date, it's setting a standard and setting a tone on how to move forward. And sometimes,
real quick, if you're on the call right now and you want to, you know, continue with us, please stay on the call because it's after 10 o'clock now. So if you get off the call, you won't be able to get back on. We usually go over every show, so this show is no different. But if you want to stay on the call and continue to chop it up with us, just stay on. If you hang up, You won't be able to get back in. All right. Go ahead, Gigi.
All right, cool. Let me just jump into this before we get more callers on. Because, again, you know, I'm single. Tone's married. I've been married before, and Tone's been single before, right? So you get different perspectives all the time, you know, and that's the cool part about it. Now, what I have to say, man, is I think it's very important, but, again, this is my personal opinion. And this is what I've learned as, you know, as I navigate through the dating process, man. First of all, I'm not going out with anyone that I'm not interested in. This is where I am in my life right now. If I'm not interested in getting to know you, or I don't feel like you getting to know me is genuine interest, you're just trying to see and say, hey, I was out on a date with Gigi, and yeah, his beard is pretty, but, you know, I just, you know, wanted to learn about that. I want to find out more about him. Nah, it really has to be some genuine organic interest, and like Tone mentioned earlier, there's going to be some conversation, man. I have literally, after knowing someone or after knowing people, whether it be 5, 6, 7 months, even a year, maybe longer than that, go out on a first date after knowing them a year, like the first time, you know, months and months, and obviously there's different factors on why that happens, but I do find it very necessary to know who you're dealing with. Like, men are still very observant. We're very observant. We look how you move. You know, we pay attention how you move. We look for consistencies too. Like, no, we may not be, you know, dating or anything like that, but we still look for consistencies to where, hey, we reach out, you know, how you doing, how's things going? You know, is you stank one day? Is you cool one day? Do you seem bipolar? When we call you, do you ask, you know, how we been? Do you ask, you know, how our family is? Do you ask for money? Are you trying to sell us one of your products? Like, we pay attention to all that. And if there's a true interest of building something, whether it be a friendship or you know, just getting to know that person, there still has to be some authenticity about that. And so that's kind of where I am, you know, because, I mean, I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything like that. I get asked out all the time. You know what I mean? I obviously have a platform and things like that, so more people see me, but I get asked out all the time, so I'm not going to reply, hey, you know, that's cool. You know, what's your schedule? We could, nah, it doesn't work like that. I wouldn't want to waste her time or money or resources, and vice versa. I'm not going to do the same. So I think if we do a better job, whether you want to call it vetting, whether you want to call it just, you know, doing your due diligence, whatever you want to call it, you know, before we go out on these dates, because we're hearing about too many bad dates that just don't make a whole lot of sense. You know what I mean? So I just like to know, how does it go from a great conversation, getting to know each other, and then you go out on a bad date? There has to be something missing. There's a missing link that isn't happening to bridge to where sense to go out this person. You can convert them, you can stay in touch, be social. You start investing your time and resources to meet a person and share space and energy, you have to have a process. And I'm glad that you had that question, Tone, about can a dude just ask you out for dinner, or does he need to get to know you to where it makes more sense for us to actually meet?
Yeah.
And I think that is even still today, that is still you know, a significant situation that happens from time to time. But that's my rant. I'm good.
All right, we can get back to the caller.
I'm good. Let's get.
Let's go. 8554 GEI Radio. You on?
Hey fellas, how you doing tonight?
Hey,
good.
How you doing?
How you feel?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. To answer your very last question, Gigi, I think people are rushing to jump, or tone. I think Gigi expounded on the question, but I think people are rushing to have the first date. I see people all the time, especially on social media, saying, well, you know, they need to ask me out within at least a week after, you know, starting to, you know, chit-chat with me. I'm the exact opposite.
That's good.
You might not see me for a year. In fact, it's not a year is the longest that I've ever gone where I'm just talking to somebody before I actually physically go out with them. And it's not because I'm making them wait. My schedule is just that crazy. But,
okay.
And it just tends to be that. But, you know, the last, like, real first date, I mean, it took months for the schedules to align and for us to, and it was a very simple date. It wasn't even it was juice. You know, we were at the smoothies or something. Like, it was super simple.
Okay.
Had a great time, but it was super simple. But I think people rush to say, oh, they went out on a date, or, you know, I don't like to do that. First of all, I'm very picky about who I have in my space. Which is why generally by the time I've decided to go out with somebody, that person, I pretty much know that that person's going to be around. It still takes a while for me to actually get in a relationship with them if that, you know, once we get to that point. But, yeah, it's going to be a minute. It might not be. I can guarantee you it won't be within the first few weeks.
Okay.
It'll
so,
be at
so
least
never,
30 days.
Okay. So so have you ever ran across somebody to where, you know, you guys had a pretty good connection, organic connection, great conversation, and you're like, yo, what you doing right now? And then you guys just kind of have that impulsive, spontaneous day, whether it's going and meet for about 15, 30 minutes, you know, just to make contact, or, you know, so you're just excited because of that connection. Has that ever happened, or was that ever even a possibility with anybody?
No, it has never happened. The excitement to meet has happened. But it has never been, like I said, the schedule's aligning. I always, you know, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Like my dude, it didn't work. He was out of town. when we ended up, we're like, hey, he was like, yo, dang it, I just got on the plane. I just got off this plane. I'm out of town. I'll be back in a few days. We're going to hook up when I get back. And we actually did hook up when he got back. But even still, that was a couple of weeks, you know, between, we were knocking on that 30 days of interacting with each other. I mean, and there was consistent interaction prior to, but, you know, we did get together as soon as he touched down. Like, he kept his word about that. As soon as he got back from out of town, we got together and been cool ever since.
Yeah. Cool. But, you know, lifestyle's definitely gonna play a part. So that makes a whole lot of sense. And what you mentioned about not sharing your space with just anyone, I have a lot of respect for that. So I definitely get that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's important.
I think you gotta just do what makes you, you know, makes you feel comfortable and what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's 30 days, if it's a year, if it's 1 week, you know what I mean? Just make sure
everybody's different.
You're not rushing.
Yeah. The connection is different. Everybody is different. Me personally, I watch people, even especially with social media, I watch how they interact with others. And if I see how they're interacting with others and it rubs me the wrong way, there's no even no need for, you know. So I just watch, you know, before I even put myself in that situation.
Right.
And I'm, but it hasn't been, you know, it that has been a while since that has even happened. So, you know, like I said, we've been cool ever since, and no issues.
Well, at least you have a process, and that's all I'm saying is I think people should have a process and not veer off to it. And if you decide to veer off to it, just know that, you know, the outcome has a lot to do with you being accountable and responsible for it. So, you know, all that
Absolutely.
Being said, that's what it is. Hey, Carla, we appreciate you jumping in here. And thank you for your support.
Definitely. No problem. You are so very welcome. You all have a good night.
You too.
You too. Hey, Tone, before we keep it rolling, I got to say this also. This is a caveat to what I was talking about earlier, because some of the ladies had talked about, you know, they was keeping it 100, saying that, you know, all the dates don't have to be extravagant. You know, it's getting to know that person, vibing with them, and then, you know, reciprocity is going to happen naturally. I think that's cool. But one thing I do want to say about dates, the actual dates, is I think you have to be versatile. You know, when you start talking about, you know, going out on a date, I would say a high percentage of people is talking about, hey, well, what are we going to do for dinner? You know, what are we going to do for, you know, a lot of times it's dinner. You know, you got the traditional dinner in a movie or going hanging out. You know, one of the things that I used to thought was so funny was breakfast dates. And the reason why I promote breakfast date, not because they have a tendency to be less expensive, but if you go out on a breakfast date and it doesn't go that well, you have the rest of the damn day, man, to enjoy.
That's a good way to look at it.
Lunch date. Yeah, hey, man, you go out on a late lunch date or a dinner date and then the shit don't go good and now that's sitting on you for the rest of the night. You know, you mad because you could have went, yeah, you could have went and hung out. Hell, you could have stayed your ass at home. But, hey, man, I'm a big advocate of breakfast and brunch dates, man. That's like my whole mantra. Look, and then, you know, I think the variety is a lot better, too. Like, I mean, you know, there's plenty of places that can give you some eggs, give you some salmon croquettes. Some scrimp and grits, you know, the stuff the chicks like, man. And, you know, you're not paying an arm and a leg. There's a lot of options for that. But more important than all that, you're not spending your whole damn day with someone and it not be going, you know, and it not making any progress. Now you go ahead and cut it off. 1, 2 o'clock, man, you got the rest of the afternoon. You can recover and you can keep it moving.
So
you can get another date later on that night.
I already said, what do you do when a date not, I mean, like, okay, let's for instance, did you go on a date and this lady is just, the vibe is just off. You end the date, what do you do with the rest of your night? Do you go back home or do you stay and eat and she leaves? What do you do with the rest of your night?
what do you mean? At what point? Like, when does the date happen?
Well, I guess most dates are at night. So if y'all go out to dinner and it's not right and y'all end it right there, did you go back to the house or did you be like, well, I'm already out, let me hit another bar or another
spot? That's a great question, man. I honestly have not had many bad dates to where I was just so happy that it was over with. And I'm saying that, of course, in my latter years of dating, right? Of course, there was a phase where I was like, hell no, what the hell? I done wasted my 2 for $25 budget on this chick, and I could have been, you know, eating both of the meals and watching the game. But, you know, in this stage of the game, man, I can't say that I've had really any bad dates where I felt like I wasted my time. But if the date did get cut short, hey, man, I'll still hang out. I've been on a date and, you know, ended it for whatever reasons. Like, you know, it might have just been like, hey, she said she got to go, or I said I got to go, or I got something going on, or just, hey, we get the tab or walk to the car. I have went back into the spot. I went back into the spot and had a good time, especially if it's a lounge, you know, karaoke going on, or hell, you know, it could be a nice chain restaurant, and I'm going back in there, and, you know, I don't drink alcohol, but I'll go up there and I get me a nice Shirley Temple on the Rocks, and I'll have a good time if that ambiance is dope. I don't want to leave that atmosphere just because the day wasn't all that good, you know?
Definitely.
What if it's a live band? What if it's a jazz band? What if the DJ is on point? Man, I'm going back in there and getting it in.
I guess I could ask this next week, but I should, well, you know, because it's me running out of time, but have you ever left a bad date and end up meeting somebody dope? Like, you know, like you said, how you walk into the car, she goes, you go back in and end up meeting somebody that's super cool.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That is definitely something we're going to have to add on. But, you know, I know for me, man, it's crazy because it used to seem like every time I went out on a date, I would see so many women out and about in that atmosphere. Of course, in Atlanta, the numbers are ridiculous, right? But it would almost seem like 20 to 1. I'm like, wait a minute, all these women, and they looking good? So it's almost like a test. It's almost like a test every time, man. But that's how it goes, man. You know, you got to stay focused, I guess. That's the main thing. Stay focused.
Definitely. We're going to get another caller on.
All right.
4535, GEI Radio, you on.
Welcome to the show.
What's up, fellas? What's up, Gigi? What's up, Tony? It's Jonathan.
Yo, what's going on, man? What's good, man? Hey.
Pretty good, man. I've been listening the whole time, but I figured this is something that I might need to speak on. Because the truth is, most people don't know how to date. Some of them don't know what dating really is. I heard, you know, a comment you made earlier that really stuck with me, about talking on the phone versus going out on an actual date. Talking on the phone is dating. See?
Yeah.
You know, people know how to go out. They don't know how to date, and that's the problem. First of all, there's no reason to take a woman to a super expensive restaurant for a first date. You don't even know her. Like, are you trying
to
impress her, or are you trying to impress yourself? You know what I mean? Because, like, that doesn't make sense. A first encounter, a first time going out should be something very light, you know, very casual, you know, just the kind of silly little vibe, you know. And it shouldn't be before you converse. You should be talking on the phone and getting to know the person beforehand. Or why are you eating somebody's face if you don't even know who they are? You know what I'm saying? So it should be light and casual. You know, nice conversation, whatever. I like the whole breakfast thing. That's cool, you know.
Right.
But, you know, all that spending your money and, you know, forgetting your wallet and all that, that is because you were putting pressure on yourself that you didn't even need to.
It is pressure.
That's why a lot of female, that's why a lot of female callers are saying, well, you know, that's not what I wanted anyway. But, you know, a lot of females will date you based off their past experience.
Come on.
And
now,
that's a problem. Because I don't want to date you based off of that bum nigga that you was dating last time. That's why you're dating me now. You see what I'm saying?
That's
so, like, people have to learn how to date before they're able to have successful dates. That's all I really have to say about it.
I like what you're saying, and now that we got another set of testicles on the line, let me go ahead and ask you this. When it comes to a guy asking a woman out, How do you feel? So listen, gentlemen, on this scenario. Now let's break this thing down. When a guy asks a woman out, right? He can do two different things. He can say, "Hey, my name is such and such. I'd like to take you out if you're free, you know, for dinner, breakfast, or lunch, or a light nightcap." Or he can say, "Hey, can I have your number so I can get to know you and converse?" Now, whose responsibility is it? Because she still has to reply in a certain way. So if she's like, "Yeah, we can go out," versus, you know, "Hey, let's get to know each other." Which one do you guys think is more authentic? Okay. How can she say that she wants to go out if she don't know this brother?
Well, see, to me, either one is the same thing. If I say, you know, let's exchange numbers or whatever, you know, I give her my card, she gives me her card, whatever. And, you know, I call the politic and convo or whatever, and she says, "All right, let's go out." I'm going out with the intention of conversating and getting to know you, just like as if I was on the phone. So it doesn't matter if it's in face or on the telephone, the intention is the same. So if we're going to meet up rather than talk on the telephone, that's fine. It's still going to be something light and airy where we can just kick it and get to know each other. So either way, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I dig that. Tone, what's your
take
on that?
It's about intention. It's not about the output. It's about the intention. The intentions should govern what you're doing, not the output. You don't have to you can spend $10,000. You can spend $150 on a meal, come back home and don't know nothing about that chick. Or you can spend $70 on a meal, come home and felt like you met your soulmate.
Yeah. You could spend $200-$400. She go her way, you go your way, and then she calls Tyrone and he come blow her back out and finish the night off.
And you're not even full. And your belly not even full. You got to go home and order, and you got to stop by McDonald's on the way back to the crib because that's all you
right.
can afford right now. Yeah. And by the way, women know that. Women know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, girls like that, you know, women like that, they're not dating for the intent on getting to know somebody or the intent of having a relationship. They're already scarred. They're dating for the intention of getting attention or whatever. You know what I mean? Or just for the activity alone. Sometimes, you know, if you're bruised, just the activity alone will make you feel better about yourself. You know, I still got it. These dudes still want me, so I'm going to go out and eat and whatever, whatever. You know, but you don't have no intentions on, you know, it doesn't matter what the guy's about. You didn't have no intentions where you're going with him anyway. Because, because you're
right.
Smart, because you're not in the right space. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I like the conversation first. Because the conversation shows me who you are. And I can read through, you know, a lot of people, and I'm going to show you who I am, and then we're going to see from there where we're going to go.
Yeah.
Not everybody's at the same place, bro.
Yeah, I think the conversation, I mean, again, like I've been saying all night, I think the conversation is very important because you can get an idea of, you know, I mean, you know, people can finesse in the conversation. You know, they can lie in the conversation, but...
Yeah,
you know, you could kind of weed through some of that. You get what I'm saying? Not all of it. You know what I mean? But you can kind of get an idea of what you're dealing with. And like Jonathan said, then we can go from there. I can be like, okay, well, she likes expensive things. Like she likes to be wine and dine, or she's, you know, she's not impressed by expensive things. She rather just do a walk in the park, go to a beach or something like that. I can get that out of the conversation and talking to you. So now I know where to spend, how to spend my money. Because again, like
that's
one
right.
of the ladies said, I'm not impressed by you spending $1,000. We could have just cooked something to eat at my house. You know what I mean? So
man.
you don't wanna
I
mean, I'm pretty sure every man has done it before. You went too far and you didn't have to. You know what I mean? You did something that you didn't have to do because you wasn't listening. So that conversation will get you right. You know what I mean? That them couple,
I ain't gonna hold you.
That week or two on the phone gonna get you right.
Hey man,
hold
we
you.
Appreciate you jumping on, man.
It never happened to me. It's a pleasure.
You said what?
Well, have a great one. I said, that never happened. Like Cone just said, like every man, that ain't never happened to me. I was schooled. You know, I got four sisters, so I was schooled. It just never happened to me. You know, like you know, I dated women that like expensive meals, you know, and like all that. And that's cool, but that doesn't mean you're going to get it right now. I learned you like it. That's cool. And then when we get to the point where I feel like, you know, it's deserving of that, then that's what we're going to do. So if you like those expensive meals and you made that clear to me, now it's a combined effort. Now your effort is to, you know, expound enough for yourself to get our vibe well enough where I am asking you out on those expensive meals. Because, you know, if you want one, you know, like look, like a child, you know, if my child wants those expensive things, she's going to have to make the grades first.
Yeah, I've never been on a date out of my league before, either. But at the same time, I did learn that a little bit early. Plus, I was with what I would consider quality women that understand more of a partnership type situation where the communication was clear. So if we're going out on a date or something like that, it's more so understood that it's something that we both want and we both want to do. It's not I'm not trying to impress or you're not testing my pockets. So I dig what you're saying, man, and we definitely appreciate you jumping on here. The whole vibe, man. Whole
definitely.
Vibe. We need you next week, man. We need you to follow through next week too.
All right, cool. I'll jump in. I mean, like I said, you know, I've been listening, so I'm gonna jump in.
That's a bet, man.
My brother. All right.
Yeah.
Brother, we
okay,
speaking Gigi. Of my brothers, man, we got about 2 minutes left.
All right, Gigi, before we get off, I wanna go back to our first caller because I got two questions for and I want her to answer. So let's go back to our first caller. 6992, you still with us?
I'm still with you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back.
Okay.
I got two questions for you. The first question is someone arriving late to a date, is that a red flag?
Even if you're late, there's no reason not to acknowledge it by using your cell phone. The rarity that you don't have your cell phone or some way to access me to make me aware. And it's very rare that you don't know that you're going to be late unless it's traffic.
In advance.
Know.
Right.
You can let me know and then we can either make other arrangements or delay it or whatever the case may be. So it is a red flag. It's very important that you respect and value that other person's time.
Now, what's your rule of thumb as far as being late? What's your rule of thumb? Is 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 30
minutes?
About 15 minutes,
I'm gone. Specifically, if you've not taken the time to call, because that is the point that in the day and time that we're in, other than you being in an accident, God forbid, or something that has caused something where you have the inability to grab that phone and take less than 5 seconds to tap a number to say, I'm on my way, I'm 15 minutes late, it doesn't take that long. So respect and value that person's time.
What's your next question, Tom? I think that was pretty straightforward, and I think that's pretty universal, too.
I'm sorry, it was three questions, so I got two more left.
Okay.
What's something that should never be said on a first date?
How much money do you make? How many men or women you've been with? Something that's the intimate details, you know, I mean, unless you're on a real high level and it's immediate, anything that is involving intimacy, because really that conversation is truly to be directed to where you want to go or what you're really looking for. So, I mean, extremely personal questions. I think there's this time and space, but I'm going to also say back to what the gentleman said, I was over here just celebrating this young man because telephone conversations are dates. That's the ability to get to know someone that will enable you to have further conversation when you meet face to face.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Right. I dig it. Now, what about your last relationship? When was your last relationship? Is that inappropriate on a first date?
No, I don't think so. That's getting to know someone. But I also believe that we would have held that conversation on the phone prior to the date.
That
I'm much like
happened.
The other sister.
Right.
We're going to talk. We're going to talk before we meet, specifically if we don't know each other. If you meet me in the store and you ask me for my number, we're going to hold conversations before, you know, I invest, because this is the thing. Time is so valuable for most people now. And so before I invest my time and before you invest your time in me, get to know me. And let's make an assertion to say, you know what? I really do want to see your face again. There's something about you that I'm vibing with. And let's get together and maybe just sit over some drinks and get to know each other. Level set yourself. It isn't a rush. It isn't a race. And I'm older than most, so I can have I'm attuned to things that I'm either going to like or dislike almost immediately. So I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want my time to be wasted. Time is so valuable.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Last and final question. How important is someone's dress code on a first date?
Oh, my goodness, that's so important. Your grooming standards based on what you're going to be doing, it's going to be initially grooming. You know, how well are you maintained? You can have on some nice jeans, and there's some men that, and women that will pay $400, $500 on some jeans, but if it's not appropriate place for it, it doesn't make any difference. So based on where you're going is based on what your dress attire should be, but your grooming is going to be first and foremost. It's something about seeing that person and maybe getting a light hug or having her walk by you and her scent is just lightly under your nose. It's something so beautiful when you connect because their teeth are clean and nice and not necessarily perfect, because I'm a teeth fanatic, so I like a gap. That's sexy to me. So I don't mean that, but I just mean being very well groomed. You know, have your nails done. And ladies, I don't mean having to put false nails on, but make sure they're clean. Men, the same thing. You know, those are the things that are going to really set the tone. Attire, if you know where you're taking me, dress appropriately. Let me know so that I can dress appropriately. You don't want to be too much. You don't want to be too little. But grooming, more important than anything.
That's all I have, Gigi.
Hey, that's enough. I like the direction that you went, Tone. And this young lady, we might have to get this young lady a name, man. We're going to have to figure that one out. Well, we're going to have you on as one of our special guests, or at least, you know, one of our regular callers. We like to give our regular callers or our faithful callers nicknames so that we identify them like we did with the other caller that I won't say her name. So this sounds like a Miss Boss Lady type situation. You know, she sounds very mature, very established, and you know, it's really cool when you can just hear in the voice and how you hear the perspective, and it sounds like experience. You know what I'm saying? We always take heed, and we always appreciate any time that we can get some wisdom, perspective, and experience. So we appreciate you, Ms. Boss Lady. How about that?
All right. And I thank you guys for your time. You guys have a beautiful and blessed evening.
You too.
You too. And we got blessed, too. Come on. She's probably praying for us when we get off the line here tonight, man. You know, we'll take those, too. You know,
definitely.
Hey man, it's been a rock star show tonight, man. This is definitely one of the top fives all time.
Yes, they came with it. They came with it. I was determined to get those last couple questions out because we never
That way we can move forward. We can move now. We can actually jump to the next. We can jump to the next spot now.
I think we can tell that next week. I definitely want to speak about dating young. How low should you go?
Okay.
All right? I think that's what we should talk about next week.
Let's do that. So you guys already know what next week's subject is, topic is. So we're talking about that age, man, and I think that there will be even more people having something to say about why they date, the age group or the age that they date. I know I'll have something to say. So buckle your asses up for next week. Let's let them know how they can stay connected with everything we got going on, bro.
Definitely. You can follow the radio station at GEI Radio on all social media platforms. You can follow the show, Necessary Convo, on Instagram. It's necessary_convo. You can follow myself at GEI Tone on all social media platforms. And that's it, Gigi. Let them know where they can find you at.
All right, guys. First of all, we thank you for your participation tonight. The faithful listeners, the faithful callers, everybody that has been supporting us since the Freaky Friday days. We can kind of say that,
yeah,
now, right? Because those are behind us a little bit. Since the Freaky Friday days, man. And so we're really enjoying the whole new vibe, the whole new platform situation. Callers are coming in. No, nobody's scared to talk anymore. So it's been really cool. You can definitely find me. I'm Rob Malloy, aka Gigi, aka Gigi After Dark, and I say that because I have a few platforms. But you can always find me IG Gigi After Dark, website Gigi After Dark, pretty much everything Gigi After Dark, and of course I am Rob Malloy, all social media platforms, robmalloy.com, and let's keep it rocking, man. Let's keep the momentum going. We gave you the handles. We follow for follow. As a matter of fact, even Clubhouse, man. Tone, I think we may do some Clubhouse episodes. So make sure that you definitely plug in.
What's that?
we'll get into it. Well, you know, Clubhouse is another platform that's out there.
Oh, okay.
You guys can definitely follow. Yeah, you can find Rob Malloy on there. But we'll definitely get into that. You know, you can find us here next week. So focus on that voice. Focus on that voice.
Gigi be popping on all the social media, put everything.
Hey, man. We got voices that need to be heard.
You got a TikTok? You got a TikTok too?
Hey man, I'm doing my best not to get a TikTok right now, but it's getting really, really hard, man, because you know I like to entertain, I like to dance and do things. So but nah, no TikTok right now, man. No TikTok right now. So we good.
Definitely, definitely. Again, we appreciate everybody for tuning in, sticking in with us. I don't think we stopped at 10 since we started, which is dope.
Yeah.
It was a good conversation. Appreciate everybody sticking in with us. Again, we see y'all next Friday, 9 p.m. Make sure y'all tune in. Everybody enjoy their weekend. Be safe. See y'all next week. Peace.
One more thing, Tom. One more thing. Hey, guys,
okay.
While I got y'all, listen, after each show is done, If you're on Facebook, Malloy Rob, GEI Tone, if you're on Facebook, go to our pages and you can hear the replay. That's one thing that I forgot to make sure that I tell you guys. You can hear the replay. If you missed it, if you was on it, you can hear yourself, you can share it with folks. Hell, we don't know your real names, so you're still protected with that. But, yeah, you can definitely hear a replay of each show, and Tone drops that off after each show is done on our Facebook platforms.
Definitely. All right, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Is.
Peace.
Peace and love.